Hi everybody, welcome back to the Simpsons.
Great.
Point two.
Only for the patrons are we going to get that kind of that production awesome. Quality.
Yeah, theme song, you know who wrote that?
I do. Was it a famous person?
Danny Elfman.
Okay, that makes sense. Like,
it's weird, like he, of all the stuff that he's known for, that's his most famous one and no one talks about it. It's weird.
I would think the Batman theme would be...
No, Simpsons more famous than that.
Than the Batman theme.
Okay, then what's the Batman theme? How's that go?
Da-da-da-da-da.
That's not him.
Okay.
Okay, that's him? Mm-hmm. What you're doing right there? Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't know what you're doing. So I guess I should clarify. That sounds like the X-Men cartoon.
No. No, that's a different thing. That was like some Dutch guy they ripped that off of.
Some Dutch guy.
All right, let's get into the post here. So Greg Jarrett, who's an analyst for Fox News, tweeted about how Robert Mueller set up Trump, but his plan backfired. Classic Fox News shit, whatever. And a guy whose handle is Council, the number 4, you baby, replied with this. It's like Sideshow Bob's act. They do know that Sideshow Bob went to prison, right? Why would Mueller come to POTUS to discuss potential job, leave, and take special counsel position to investigate the same guy he wanted to work for the day before? He was teeing up for the team.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, because originally I thought he was referring to Trump as Sideshow Bob, but now I'm realizing he's referring to Robert Mueller as Sideshow Bob, but either way, it's still...
It's some stupid version of 12-dimensional chess that doesn't make sense at all.
The thing I know about Sideshow Bob is he wants to kill Bart.
He does want to kill Bart. That's
his driving force.
Kind of his thing, yeah.
So is he saying that that would make Trump Bart Simpson then?
I don't know. I cannot track that post at all. I'm still not exactly sure who Robert Mueller is, despite how big he was. I just didn't give a shit about that at all.
I think he's the old man from Pet Sematary. That's it.
Counsel for you, baby, huh?
Counsel for you, baby.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, I know that, but why is he saying for you, baby? Is it for that racist baby with the...
yeah, that's...
That baby's going to need some fucking counsel.
He's either a lawyer for babies, or he's like a pervert, and he's like... For you, baby.
Yeah, I'll be your counsel. The least sexy thing to say to anybody. So because there's been over 30 years of this goddamn show, The Simpsons has accidentally made a lot of predictions about the future.
Sure.
We know they made jokes about Trump being president back in the day.
No, the Twin Towers?
Yes.
Yes, sort of, yeah.
Well, Legend Lord 34 on Our Conspiracy had this to say about all this.
Okay.
Matt Groening is from the future, and I might be onto something. So I was watching some conspiracy videos of unsolved mysteries on YouTube, of course, and I started wondering if this man is really from the future or not, and something I've not seen anyone do is look into the titles of his books and or TV shows and his name for anagrams.
Okay.
So, sure. For fun, I started playing around with his two most notable pieces of work, in which he's most known for, The Simpsons and Futurama. I came up with this. I am the future's son. With the remaining letters of SMPA.
No E, by the way.
Nope. So, not a word.
No E in future.
The four remaining letters led me to believe maybe his other remaining titles he's known for answer the message, those being Disenchantment and Life in Hell, and I threw in his name as well, just in case, Matt Groening. And that gives this, I am the son of the future president N. Now, I'm not the best with anagrams and was just doing this for fun. Figured I'd share for anyone else interested in trying to potentially figure it out if there's anything to figure out. And user Pray to God Not Mary responded,
okay.
It's not that he is from the future. It's that he is in the know about the plans the secret societies have for the future. Look into his Epstein connections for one.
Sure.
What you see on television is programming. So we
quite literally is what you see on television is programming.
It's one of the absolute correct truths that has ever been said on Our Conspiracy.
It's Groening? That's how you say his name?
Groening, yes.
Okay.
No, it shouldn't be, but that's what it is.
All right. So, and also this guy, I'd like him saying that he's not good at anagrams. It's like, no shit, asshole. You like left half the fucking letters out.
I like that he got the word futures with no E from Futurama.
Yeah,
like it's like the word future's right in there, dude. You can't just take that out.
It's got to be part of. Oh man.
But I love on our conspiracy because there's always like a guy with this crazy idea and then someone else is like, no, idiot, it's this other crazy idea. Other,
yeah, exactly.
But apparently Granick does have some sort of Epstein connection. Is that true?
That is true. Some news came out recently that Matt Groening was a passenger on one of Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs.
Yes. And, yes.
That's a big uh-oh for fans of the show.
That's a big dope.
Oh, fuck. That's good. So one of Epstein's accusers came forward and she said that Epstein directed her to give Groening a foot massage when she was 16 years old. And she was even quoted as saying his feet were disgusting and she almost threw up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably.
It's the least surprising thing.
So some Redditors got into a bit of discussion about this over on the Simpsons subreddit. Joe Bob 12 commented... For the moment, all we know is that he got a foot massage from a young, possibly underage girl. It's weird, a little skeezy, possibly immoral, but not illegal. But if we learn more and it turns out he did other things that were way worse, by all means throw the book at him.
Great.
Matty Goodfella took it a little bit further and said, if he banged little girls, he can go get raped in prison. Easy. All if right. he didn't, keep creating. And a guy that goes by Big Up Tokes said, she said his feet were disgusting and she almost threw up. And then went on to say that she didn't mind them after he gave her two drawings for her father and brother and that it was a pleasure to meet him. And then follows it up with a little shrug text emoji. Like,
sure. Yep. Whatever.
Whatever. Like,
if it was just him getting his feet massaged by kidnapped children, whatever.
But he drew a picture for and she yeah. said he was nice. So,
God. I love that. Just like, if he did it, he should be raped and murdered. If not, hey, keep making the show.
love your work. Hey, fuck you, asshole. Love your work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't go to Simpsons fans for nuances on
no.
things that happen in reality.
No.
They did an episode where the whole gang of yellow freaks traveled to Australia. These are classic episodes. Sure. They poke fun at the continent a lot, and it's a beloved episode by many, including those folks down under, actually. Some Aussies even started a campaign to rename the Australian dollar to Dollarydoo, which is a joke from the episode.
Sure.
This is posted on Reddit in the Today I Learned subreddit, and an Australian named Scoundrel81 responded... It wouldn't suit because Australia is not full of Australians anymore.
Ooh.
Now, this is a reference to him being racist.
Yeah.
Because he's a racist guy.
Yeah, got it.
He got attacked for this, got downvoted to hell, and he eventually responded with this. In 2019, not wanting to lose your culture, your cultural identity, your way of life, not wanting your country taken over by other groups or tribes is considered xenophobic.
Hold on.
Wow, the leftist programming is so strong these days. Ever looked up the African crime wave in Melbourne? Nah, I bet you just turned the other cheek like all leftist monkeys. So for some reason, in 2019, being xenophobic is considered xenophobic these days.
Yeah, now also, he used the word tribes. And
tribes.
Australia, interesting
term to use in this situation.
Which is, as we know, famously known for its native white people.
Yes.
It's not like a bunch of Caucasian criminals got shipped there as punishment yes. and drove the indigenous people out into the bush or anything.
I mean, believe one of the responses to that was something pretty much like that. It's like, you know, you came in and displaced a whole bunch of people, right? Like, that's...
No, I didn't do it. Yeah, I'm sure. I can imagine the argument route. Yep.
Yeah, I love that someone just like, hey, all I'm saying is I don't want a bunch of brown people coming to my country and replacing me. Now, that's xenophobic.
Now, I also don't want the brown people that were here before me here either.
Sure.
But that's...
But now that, that's now,
that
racist.
Is me being racist.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm actually a racist. Yeah.
So, somebody online got excited about a Simpsons episode that was set in the future where an adult Lisa is shown... to be dating both men and women.
Mm.
So they hopped on the polyamory subreddit and posted, Lisa is briefly poly in this Simpsons image.
Briefly.
And attached a screenshot from the episode.
Great.
And another user commented, I can't help but imagine that she succumbed to the pressures of society after being poly with some ladies and had to settle on Milhouse, the man she could legally marry and raise a family with, who everyone expected to see her with. Poor girl. I don't know if we mentioned this yet in this episode, but this is a cartoon show.
This user can't help but imagine that.
Yeah, can't help that she's going to end up with...
That's not not surprising, because I imagine these people have a lot of problems with their brains functioning in ways they would actually want it to work. It's a cry for help, really. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't help but think about... My brain is not letting me not think about... how sad Lisa must be in her poly relationship that she was in for 20 seconds out of a show that's been around for 30 years.
Yep. And probably still thinking about it.
User C. Robin went to the Simpsons subreddit to voice his distaste for the latest couch gag, which featured the family running into the living room and finding Thanos from popular Hollywood movies, The Avengers, just casually sitting there, mm-hmm. flexing his glove.
Yeah.
He added this. Literally everything that is wrong with the current state of Simpsons in one picture.
Hmm? Well.
Yeah, well, not wrong. User Tootie Summers responded, this is a lot of emotion for a couch gag.
What the hell?
And the OP responded with this, more like 20 years of watching your best friend get sold on the street like some kind of prostitute for truckers and Instagram photographers. A combination that is not... grouped together.
So is that something? Do Instagram photographers often buy prostitutes?
For stealing sex workers?
What exactly does that mean? Okay. Another guy who has spent more time watching the show than he's happy that he's done?
Yes. Yeah. Like, this is... Like, the Avengers thing is not... They've been doing that for 20 years now. That right. sort of joke. Like, if you're now... This guy just must, like, hate the Avengers, probably, like, more than anything else.
Wasn't that very soon after the whole Fox merger, too?
If it was this year, I guess... When was that? A year ago?
It was earlier. It was, like, okay. mid-year.
So, God. I'm sure it was related directly to that. It was probably right when the movie came out, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just Disney... promoting Disney shit.
Sure. So, good God, on them.
I can't believe Disney owns the
Simpsons. God. Maybe it'll get better.
Maybe it'll finally get good, is what you're saying? It's going to finally become watchable. We had 30 years of a practice run. Finally got it right.
Try run.
You know, I looked earnestly for people saying the show was better than it's ever been, and I couldn't even find that.
Nope.
Couldn't even find ironic posts about it. No one's saying it. People are scared to say it. No one believes it. No one even jokingly believes it. It's wild.
Jesus. It is sad. It is sad, but... So some online artist, self-proclaimed, by the name of Alexandro, which is A... Oh, this is all lowercase except for the X. A-L-X-S-A-N-D-R-O.
Because X is the coolest letter. It's the most subversive letter.
I guess, yeah. He decided to make his own version of the Kama Sutra, and for whatever reason, thought that using Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue magazine, and Homer Simpson as the models depicting the various sex acts would, for some reason, be
sure,
good.
Sure.
So when asked why he was making this thing that no one asked for, here's what he told the Daily Mail. Homer Simpson is the perfect embodiment of the average man today, with all his frustrations, desires, and weaknesses. He is also the male chauvinist. Similarly, Anna Wintour is the embodiment of the liberated woman, a woman of power. She represents the ideal feminist. So a little background on this guy. He was previously a knitwear designer who showed at Milan Fashion Week, but now he's focused on creative subversive posts for his blog.
Yeah.
That sucks.
This is very that kind of artist, like... making us the shittiest statement.
Yeah, right.
Like making a statement that is just the lamest fucking... It's like sub Banksy level shit.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like a try hard Banksy, sure.
It's like, what's... Oh, you know, this. She's a feminist and I got to pair her with Homer Simpson. Now that says so much shit about society, doesn't it?
Now, what exactly does it mean? It's Homer.
Someone posted a screen grab from an episode of The Simpsons from the 29th season. Has Bart, he just spray painted the words, "The patriarchy is a wiener," on a wall. And a gentleman on the subreddit MGTOW commented on this. This is from the last Simpsons episode. Whole episode full of misandry. Now I understand why it's called Simpsons.
Ooh, got him.
And user Impossible Browstronaut said, "Why are we still here? Just to suffer?"
Earth? Or
and a guy named Berlin Throwaway said this to that. "You have seen nothing yet. The people behind the gender and race war were behind the Holodomor in all major world wars and the white genocide in South Africa. They want death and destruction of all whites. Millions died before and millions will die now. They have such strong grip on power these days that I don't see whites coming out alive. My Trump-supporting female boomer ex-manager even said she was glad that she will die in the next decades. So not just men are feeling like this. We're economically squeezed, force-fed with dangerous prescriptions, flooded with immigrants, and victim-blamed. They're Satan's chosen people." To which Bert the Welder responded, "That show is way overrated."
Okay, I'm just going to ignore. Yeah. Just skim right past that. It's
like, I don't care what you're saying about whites being genocide. I think the show is not that great.
It's like, almost like the guy had the wrong post or tab open, but he was on MGTOW, huh? Yeah. So makes more sense. So. Mm-hmm. Here's another post from the MGTOW subreddit.
Great.
From user Evil Banana Man. "How Homer Simpson represents the media's destruction of great father and husband figures. Homer Simpson was originally a hardworking, selfless father, terribly concerned about his family's well-being, who was willing to sacrifice his health, his dreams, his plans, and any commodity he ever grasped in order to make his wife and children happy. He was clumsy, he was overconfident, he was late, but he was never mean or selfish or a bad human being." So, Evil Banana Man then goes on to pull out examples from over a dozen early Simpsons episodes and goes into fantastic detail on how good of a man Homer is, or was. And he closes his little screed here by asking, "As time went by, this father figure became a nonsensical, evil, too cartoonish character. Strangling his son became a habit, and he started acting terribly careless and selfish to his own family. What happened? How did they butcher a character so much?" So another user responded to the OP here. "Once upon a time, the sacrifice of a father meant something. Working at a nuclear plant, even though his daughter and his wife hate him for it so he can put food on the table. Where would they be otherwise? He gets smashed every night so that he can do the everyday cognitive dissonance where working a job he hates. He gets the mafia to support his wife so she can be happy making fucking pretzels as a side business. He climbs a mountain just so his son can be proud of him. While he's the workhorse, the man who takes all the shit of the world so his wife and kids can hate him. I'll never be as hardcore." Never be as hardcore as Homer J. Simpson, huh?
Yeah, notably the world's dumbest, laziest man. Not as hardcore as that guy. Again, the show, episodic. Every character changes basically every episode based on the whims of the writer. Not real cartoon.
Now, I guess there was a little bit more structure there in the...
Well, there's structure, but every show is its own thing. What's that? Yeah, how do you... There wasn't continuation. Episodic. Is it episodic? Is that the term? Yeah, so it wasn't a storyline. It wasn't not like every season was like Breaking Bad, where it started with a...
with 8-minute reprisal of the last season.
This has been your MGTOW Minute, folks. Thanks. We do love our MGTOW. Hey, someone posted this on Facebook. "Time travel is possible. We've lived this life in a way. I found out I was creation when I was a young kid, and I get to live with the memories, cool and awful, of how I've treated when some people need to dig in my mind to find out what happens next." Not sure if it was Matt Groening who told me telepathically once, but it was only a few months ago, and whenever someone accesses my mind, I always hear The Simpsons at the end with a special relation to Bart. One day I hope to meet him.
If you find any more posts from this person, are they schizophrenic or what?
I mean, they are, yes. I don't think I had to find any more. I don't think that one was... I don't think they were talking about going to the post office on other posts. They're just...
They're just posting, baby. They're just vibing.
totally vibing.
Okay, that seems like an anagram of a post there. Maybe there's a message.
All I know is someone that says all that and then say, one day I hope to meet him. They're going to murder that guy. They're going to murder poor Matt Groening.
I thought he was talking about Bart.
See, that was another thing I'm confused about. I guess it depends. Either way, both should be feeling scared.
Both Smith and Groening and young Bart Master Simpson yeah. should be yeah. concerned.
42-year-old Bart Simpson.
So in the early 90s, Michael Jackson did a guest voice spot on an episode of The Simpsons.
That's right.
And I found a post on Reddit that was published shortly after the docuseries Leaving Neverland was released. Mm-hmm. And the Simpsons exec announced that they would pull the show from future airings.
Yes.
So a user asked, what's your guys' opinion on the Michael Jackson episode getting removed from The Simpsons? And the Black Swordsman 97 commented, if they remove the Michael Jackson episode, then they need to remove the one with Dustin Hoffman. I don't like it at all. And another user added, if anything, remove the Lady Gaga episode. That shit was trash. Or the Mel Gibson one. So I don't think these guys are all on the same page with what the original poster was asking there.
These guys, they don't know anything but The Simpsons. Like, they don't know, they don't understand what the reference is. Nope. They don't know what Michael Jackson did.
Nope.
They know him as a voice actor from The Simpsons.
That's correct.
Just like, you know, I don't understand why they would take that episode off. What about this other episode? I didn't like that one that much.
I do not like the Dustin Hoffman episode at all.
Yeah. Just
get rid of
God. That episode was called Stark Raving Dad.
Yes.
Where he was put into a loony bin. So Jack, who didn't put his name on the show when it first came out, and it wasn't until years later that it was actually revealed that it was him.
Okay.
But yeah, since that whole documentary came out, Disney decided to remove the episode when launching Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Someone posted this news on Facebook asking what people thought about it, and a lady responded with this: never watched that vile show. It was disrespectful to families and presented in crude, common ways. Those who enjoyed it were of the same mentality. The writer's intention was to make family life look bad, and it was all lies.
Mm-hmm.
So the family defender is logged on.
Yeah, family defender is logged on. Again, seems like nobody knows what the topic is. Just the lady just saw Simpson. It was like,
nope,
fuck it.
Yeah. I feel like removing a show that featured a pedophile is one of the better ways to defend the family, right? To say,
probably.
Like,
probably, yeah,
they don't like this guy raping kids.
Now you're saying, so you're saying he did do it.
But it is also interesting how, if that's their logic, that they actually keep the show at all because Matt Groening rapes kids on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, right?
Alrighty.
Well. So you would think they would, you know, tit for tat kind of say, all right.
Okay.
Is it because Jack was a man of color? Is that why?
Not on the show.
Or this last 30 years of existing.
So a guy named Doobie Schnauzer posted this to the television subreddit.
Great.
I've been eating LSD and watching The Simpsons for 2 days.
Mm. Sounds so fucking good, honestly. Okay.
We are all Bart. We all feel unappreciated because people decide to focus on our flaws instead of our talents. We've been influenced by bad people and been a bad influence. We all seek thrills that hurt us and those around us. We are all Lisa. We all feel unappreciated when we try to be the voice of reason and intelligence, and the people we love ignore us. We all feel like we're getting nowhere despite our gifts. We all feel like we're trapped with people that'll never get us. We are all Marge. We all feel unappreciated when we try to voice concern, and the people we love write us off as a nag. We all feel like we're being smothered by our loved ones to the point that we'll never develop our own personality. We are all Homer. We all feel unappreciated when we don't deserve to. We are all mercurial and willfully ignorant. We all try to numb the pain of a life that'll never satisfy us to the point of hurting our brains. We are all Maggie. We all feel unappreciated because we feel unheard and easily forgotten. We all have talents that we feel no one can see. And if you do so many drugs as I do, you probably fall down a lot. The Simpsons evolved American society. They got us talking about corruption on both sides of American politics, gay rights, good and bad parenting, good pet ownership, the ethics of vegetarianism, the tropes in our entertainment, and just about everything else. So there's an edit. They're eating this up over at R Drugs. You guys are squares. Because it got
nothing.
Downvoted. Now just people are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think that's fair. Good pet ownership? That's a weird, I don't know
I'm what assuming that, means. That has to do with Santa's little helper.
Yeah, didn't see a lot of good pet ownership displayed with that one. So what happened was this guy did a "Which Simpsons character are you?" quiz online and just blew his fucking mind. Yeah, yeah. he just got all of the answers and just pasted them into that fucking thread. You got Marge. Yeah. So basically this guy just figured out like Myers-Briggs version.
For the Simpsons.
Yes, yep. Of course.
Yep.
Hey, a person named Vanoa informed Reddit that today I learned when she was the first lady, Barbara Bush called the Simpsons the dumbest thing I have ever seen. Then she received a letter from Marge Simpson, which moved her so much she wrote back apologizing.
Good God.
To which
that is so 90s. That is so fucking 90s. Yeah, okay.
And to that, a gentleman who has since deleted their account responded with, "This is why a woman should never be president. They let their emotions move them towards emotional sympathy with a fictional cartoon." And another guy who has since deleted their account added this, "Michelle Obama with her stupid 'America owes me because I'm black and a woman' attitude will never be this classy."
Okay.
And finally, one more from a gentleman who has since deleted their account. "She wasn't apologizing. She was being a condescending bitch. Fucking cunt. The Simpsons meant more to America than you ever did."
Great.
So
you're 3 for 3 on guys deleting their accounts.
Right? It's hard to imagine why.
The first guy seems to think that old Babs there was president. Second guy just hates Michelle Obama.
Yep.
And the third guy just seems to just hate women in general.
So pretty good trio of guys. You know, it could actually all be the same guy for all night. It's could who's to say?
Just coming back to it.
You know what?
And another thing.
Yeah. You know, I called her classy earlier, but you know what? Fuck her. That bitch.
God. So this is one of those posts that's discussing, really reading into the Simpsons a lot. I found a thread discussing why Homer is more deserving of Marge than she is of him.
Okay.
Which, whatever. But here's a comment on that thread from Reddit. "Let's observe what Homer does on a daily basis rather than the sporadic, grandiose gestures. He drinks at Moe's every single night and doesn't come home until the middle of the night when he drives home drunk. He doesn't take care of himself. Marge does, and in contrast, Homer is overweight and doesn't even try to change that situation, even though Marge would like him to be healthier. He spends money recklessly to a point where Marge makes efforts to hide money so that they can at least have some savings. His recklessness with money makes his entire family unstable and stuck in poverty. He has glaring anger management problems and even goes as far as to inflicting violence, strangulation, on his son. If this were real life, that would be a strong predictor that he would do similar things to Marge and Lisa in the future. He's largely absent from the lives of the children and wife. When he's not working, he's often drinking or participating in some sort of type of shenanigan with his friends. It's very clear that both Bart and Lisa wish they had connection with their father, but are unable to do so except for random fleeting moments. In short, it's not enough that Homer unconditionally loves Marge. His pattern of behavior is unacceptable and selfish and prevents Marge and the kids from living a much better life. If he really loved her with the dedication that you claim, he would do the obvious things that would help himself and his family live a better life. Basic anger management, being around his wife and kids, listening to her, etc., etc., etc." So, I don't know. Sounds pretty good to me.
This pretty much describes me. I mean, it's not too far off at all. Oh, boy.
God, you just gotta love that brain genius dissecting. Again, a show where the characters' personalities can wildly fluctuate from episode
why not?
To episode.
Yeah, it's so stupid. The idea that, like, these are cartoon characters that are supposed to be ridiculous. Yeah, that's basically my life. Everything you just said there. Found this on our conspiracy again.
Okay.
The Simpsons cartoon desensitizing violence to kids. The Simpsons seems to be one of the biggest hit shows in American history with a lot of Jewish people involved. Funny how the show seems to be mocking the typical American, where they constantly bash Christian religion and have Bart look up the Jewish Krusty the Clown, who looks no different than his father Homer, except with the clown hair.
Ah.
Now to my main point, recall Itchy and Scratchy the cartoon, the show that both Lisa and Bart adore? The cartoon is nothing but extreme violence. I googled The Simpsons desensitizing violence, and it was interesting to see a few quotes pop up from The Simpsons itself. I don't think kids 10 plus years ago could have understood by just having the word desensitizing. He then quotes an episode where Bart told this to Lisa, "If you don't watch the violence, you'll never get desensitized to it."
Mm-hmm.
Into which user Tonel responded, "It's called comedy."
Yeah. irony is really hard for some people to grasp, isn't it?
Like, if the show is literally telling you we're desensitizing you towards violence, that means they're aware of what's going on.
Yeah, they're in on it.
But this guy thinks it's a conspiracy. I've always loved it.
Yeah, the weird
when a guy on conspiracy is called out for being stupid by someone else on that subreddit.
Yeah, that's rough. Also, the weird anti-Jew thing in there. Yeah,
of course,
too,
just throwing that in there for the hell of it. Why not?
Hell, sure. This is my last post for this episode.
Great.
I stumbled across a Simpsons fan, for lack of a better term, a Facebook page called Simpsons Equal Yellow, but they're, T-H-E-I-R, white. Asian Simpsons equal white, but they're yellow.
Great.
Great. 47 people follow this page for reasons unknown to me, but the only posts on the page are from the owner.
Great.
So here's a sampling of the post. Anybody else thought this before? LMAO. Who likes Simpsons?
Oh, that was one post?
That was one post.
Okay.
Who likes Simpsons? I don't. Who likes the Asian Simpsons? I do. Ha ha. Just.
One post, just ha ha.
And this one. I just love Sundays, don't you? Completely unexplainable. Don't know what the.
This is either like some random 15-year-old or a completely mentally unstable 45-year-old.
I'm almost assuming the second.
It's got to be that, right?
Yeah.
Or just some
fair point on the tonal thing though, because in The Simpsons, all the Asian characters are like flesh colored.
Yeah, it is odd. don't know how that. Who came up with that one?
Like somebody's like, so they wrote a script and they're fuck. Like, and there's a Japanese guy, and they're like, oh my, what?
Now what do we do?
Just give him
make him black. This will be the last post then. Got this from R. Off My Chest. I just realized I gave my family a tour of the Simpsons XXX site when I was a kid. I ran and got my mom and dad and brought them to the computer. I loved The Simpsons when I was a kid, and I told them I made a funny discovery. I vividly remember showing them pictures of Bart ass-fucking Lisa and Marge sucking off Flanders and all types of hardcore shit. I remember sitting in front of the computer and looking over my shoulder at them, smiling like hell, my dad looking slightly uncomfortable. That's nice, son, my mom said. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, a child discovered Simpsons porn. And first thought was,
I'm going to show my mom and dad.
Mom and Pop's got to see this.
You got to see this. A lot of the earliest porn I remember seeing, like in like middle school,
yeah,
was like the crudely done Microsoft Paint, like Bart and Lisa style stuff.
Bart and Lisa stuff. Yeah,
I remember there just being a ton of that kind of stuff online. And not that I would know anything about it, but there seems to be a lot of it still online today.
So. Yes. And every time you see something, a funny one, you send it to your dad. You say, check this out, old man. This
will bring back some memories.
That is, I can kind of understand, you know, like when you're a kid and you're like, I got to show this to someone, but there's no one in the house except for your parents. So maybe it's like, you try to gauge what it is, and you're like, if I show it to them, am I going to be sent to boot camp, or are they just going to smile and laugh at it? Yes, something like that. I'm going to guess there's some other things he did that were wildly inappropriate as well.
Yeah, he's a real Bart Simpson character, that guy.
He really is. He could not gauge the tone in the room for that one, did he? Read the room, kid. Great. Well, Boy. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love The Simpsons. We love comedy.
I think it's fine.
Great. We're coming up on the end of the year. We have a couple fun guests coming up. Anything else fun to talk about?
Nope.
Bye.